John Duff, a kind and gentle man at G.P. Putnam's Sons. His belief and friendship caused this free spirit and entrepreneurial author to become part of a larger team. Thanks to him, we can now reach the world. Husband and wife public relations team Jane Roman and John Bianco. There is no way I can begin to measure their value. All they do is work hard, think creatively, and care. Not a bad combination for success. Molly Hammaker, our writing expert. Her coaching and guidance and editing as we created this book drove us toward excellence. Jim Strutton, who brought a high-energy 27-year-old with no sales or teaching experience into the training and development business. It was Jim who first took a chance on me. My dad, Coach Miller to some and Pastor Jimmy to others. He seems to make it into every book we write. Though we lost him in 2002 at 80, his impact remains forever. The children. Kristen, Tara, Michael, Molly, Charlene, Jazzy, and Tasha. A dad could not be more proud of his children than I am of the sensational seven. Thanks, guys, for making sure Dad's books are face out at every store you visit, and for being you. And, most important, my wife since 1980, Karen. I asked her to go to the movies when disco was all the rage and we were only teens. It still is the best question I ever asked. Thanks for saying yes. Karen, you will forever be my best friend. Chapter 1. The QBQ Advantage Principles. I've seen firsthand the difference personal accountability can make. I recently had my first year-end evaluation from my new boss. In our organization, a large financial and insurance firm, the highest rating anyone can achieve on their performance review is an exceeds. My boss began the meeting by saying he had not awarded an exceeds to anyone in 15 years. But your performance has been stellar, and I'm giving you an exceeds rating for the year. I wish I had a dozen people just like you. In addition, his written comments said, consistently stays focused on the problem and how to make things better. Rarely criticizes others' performance, but instead works hard to improve communication within the department, understanding of the situation, and personal skills. I honestly didn't know what to say, but that's when I realized how much QBQ had helped me. I had read it just as I started in my new position, and it struck a chord with me. I took its lessons to heart and began to focus each day on how I could add value to a situation by asking better questions of myself. When I've been frustrated, the QBQ has helped me redirect my emotions toward contributing rather than complaining. I gained energy from identifying the things on which I could have an impact and then taking action on them. And now, 1 year later, my boss is commending me on the very areas in which I have been making an effort. What a tremendous feeling. This story comes from Bill, a middle manager at a leading insurance firm and a reader of QBQ, The Question Behind the Question. And it illustrates perfectly what happens when someone flips the switch. Flipping the switch means asking a QBQ. We'll cover the QBQ method in greater detail in Chapter 2. And, simply put, those who use the QBQ and practice personal accountability have a better chance of succeeding than those who don't. I've come to think of it as the QBQ advantage. And though this particular story is about gaining an advantage at work, the QBQ and personal accountability bring similar advantages to every area of our lives. In this book, we will explore the QBQ Advantage Principles, five fundamental concepts or values that guide our behavior. The QBQ Advantage Principles are learning, ownership, creativity, service, trust. These principles aren't new, of course. Nor is the idea that living by them improves lives. What is new, and what we'll be exploring in this book, is how personal accountability and the QBQ relate to each of them. We'll show that using the QBQ and practicing personal accountability may be the most effective strategy for bringing the advantage principles to life. But how is asking a QBQ like flipping a switch? Consider what happens when you turn on a light switch. It's so routine, you probably don't even think about it. When you flip the switch, you unblock or unleash a flow of electrons. This flow of energy, called a current, reaches the light bulb in an instant, bringing it to life. Although the current lights the bulb, flipping the switch is the essential first step. Similarly, asking a QBQ is the essential first step to bringing the advantage principles to life. Personal accountability is what powers the principles, but the QBQ is the switch that starts us thinking